You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Merry Christmas, everyone out there. Thank you for joining us here today, and God bless you, and I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas, and I pray God's best for you and for your family here this Christmas Day, year of our Lord 2019. You're going to hear a sermon here. We go on here with this program, and that's preach and teach the New Testament verse by verse every day here on this program, WGOD. Same thing I do at church, hence my sermon from just 3 days ago at church is right where we left off here in the book of Acts. I've entitled this sermon, with the gospel comes trouble. And, you know, the Apostle Paul says, I find then this law. You know, it's a law, like the law of gravity. You can't see it. Or the law of sowing and reaping. He who sows to the flesh will reap destruction. Or Hosea the prophet says, he who sows wind reaps a whirlwind. We also know that I find then this law that when I wish to do good, evil is present with me. That's a law too. Now, we're finding out here today that with the gospel comes trouble. And it goes all the way back to, well, we're going to see the same thing happen to Peter and John here with today's message. That they were infuriated and people hated them because the gospel brings trouble. So this will air the rest of this week, starting here today on this Christmas Day, and then Thursday and Friday. And for more info on this ministry, I encourage you to go check out their website, WGODradio.com. Spend 15 minutes with me today. Let's get into the Word of God.
I've entitled this message, With the Gospel Comes Trouble. And as much as my mother hates it when I use the word ain't that the truth? It's actually a law, really. Like when the Apostle Paul said, he said, I find then this law, that when I wish to do good, evil is present with me. That's a law. It's like the law of gravity. You know, there's so many laws we have. The law of gravity, right? Walk out of a fifth-story building, you're going to fall down and go boom. There's the law of sowing and reaping. When you give to support the kingdom of God, you are going to reap what you sow. And what you reap is many times more than what you sow. Hosea the prophet says, those who sow wind reap a whirlwind. And the apostle Paul, he says, I found then this law that when I wish to do good, evil is present with me. Likewise is this law, with the gospel comes trouble. It's a law like gravity. It's guaranteed every time. So why is that? For those of you who perhaps have not experienced a lot in the spiritual world in which we live in, let me explain. There's a fight that's going on in here today, all around us. It's a spiritual fight. Paul put it this way. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." Think about that, wrestling. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And also this text, which will directly apply to where we're at. If you would please, real quick, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." Look what it says now. "The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience." You see, this opposition is out here today. This opposition that's against prayer in school. This opposition that hates the name of Jesus. This opposition that doesn't want a nativity scene in the public square. It's the same opposition. The opposition that won't let a high school football coach pray with his team. The opposition that teaches evolution in schools. This opposition that blackballs teachers that don't fall in line and drink the Kool-Aid like they have. This opposition that demands "In God We Trust" be taken off of the money. It's the spirit that now works. It's working out here today. And you see it in those examples. This spirit is the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience. All these people I've mentioned to you are infected with the Spirit. Paul says it's now working today. The demons are out here today. There are demons out here today that are diametrically opposed to you telling people about Jesus Christ. And now here in chapter 4 today in the book of Acts, we're going to trace this trouble all the way back there. Now let's pick it up today in Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 11. Acts chapter 3, verse 11. "As the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. Now when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, 'Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?'" So in other words, he's saying, "Don't look at me. Where have you people been for the last 3.5 years? Remember me? I'm the outcast, Peter. Where have you people been? Why are you so amazed at this? We just left Jesus off 50 days ago." Verse 13, "The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and you denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go." Verse 14, "But you denied the Holy and the Just One." All right, wait a minute. Who denied? That's twice that he said that now. Peter said, "You denied him." Do you see that? Now, how could Peter say this since he was the one guilty of this? Peter is the one person that denied him. Peter puts his hand on a stack of Bibles and says, "I have never heard of Jesus Christ." And now he's got the unmitigated audacity to point a bony finger at these people and say, "You denied him." How can he do that? Answer, He's not the one talking to you. God is talking to you. God is talking to you. He's talking, and God also talks to you, too, through the Bible. Peter said, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And God will speak to you the same way today through the Word. Now, Peter continues. He says, but you denied the Holy One, and you asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the Prince of Life. Ouch, that must have hurt. Can you imagine that? Pastor Darren was talking about that in Sunday school this morning. You killed the Messiah. You denied him. You asked for a murderer, Barabbas. You asked for a murderer to be released. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And that's what Acts is all about here. And that is why these apostles have been sent. They were eyewitnesses to the fact that Jesus Christ is alive. Amen? That's what an apostle was. He knew the color of Jesus' eyes. He was an eyewitness. They were eyewitnesses. That he's no longer dead, church. Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you now see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Verse 17, yet now, brethren, I know that you did this in ignorance, as did your own rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all of his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. All right, now here comes their command. To the others in the last chapter, remember, it was repent and be baptized. Now for this church, verse 19, he says, repent therefore and be converted so that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Indeed, right? If we confess our sins, the Bible says, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And of course, be converted here would be saved. Repent. Be saved. Actually, the Greek word epistrepho, it means to turn, or to turn to, or to turn back. Strepho means to turn. Literally in Greek, repent and turn to.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author